Good afternoon to the American Legion Band of Greater Kansas City. This is Myron Welch from the University of Iowa. It's wonderful to have you back again for this tradition of yours of being at all these conventions. It's a great tradition. Congratulations for keeping this alive for so many years. Looks like you have a very fine program for us today, very appropriate literature to play. I'm looking forward to hearing all of this from you. I haven't heard the original suite in years. I wish it were played more often than what it is. Thanks for bringing it back. Thanks for taking the time to tune. Very important on both the B flat and A. Make sure that pitch is very steady and make sure you get down to it. Some of you are playing a little bit above that pitch given.
The next concert band to compete in the contest is American Legion Band of Greater Kansas City, Missouri. Formed shortly after the close of World War I, the American Legion Band of Greater Kansas City has nearly a century-long tradition of serving the Kansas City metropolitan area, as well as the region of Western Missouri and Eastern Kansas, by performing at ceremonies, concerts, and patriotic events. The band has been known under various names over the years, including the official band of Liberty Memorial, Harry Truman's Band, and is proud to be making its 65th consecutive appearance in the American Legion Senior Band Competition. Please welcome the American Legion Band of Greater Kansas City under the direction of Heather Pickett.
Welcome again. And thanks to all of you for your service to your community, your country.
Percy Aldrich Granger is widely known as a master of constructing intricate and expressive compositions around common folk tunes. But perhaps his most whimsical work was instead based upon his own original material. Originally written for piano between the years 1916 and 1918, Granger arranged his children's march for military band while serving as a member of the United States Coast Guard Artillery Band. This piece was unique for its day in its permanent use of the piano, as well as the inclusion of two sections of four-part vocal passages sung by members of the band. Through his use of timbre, style, articulation, and rhythm, Granger imaginatively evokes a broad spectrum of child personalities often encountered on the playground. The children who are happy, those who aren't yet ready to go home, those who are following the crowd, those who want to go it alone, those who are so tired they can barely move, and even the occasional playground bullies. Children's March was premiered in 1919 at Columbia University by the renowned Goldman Band and first recorded by the Goldman Band with the composer conducting. Children's March, Over the Hills and Far Away by Percy Granger.
Mr. Granger, please. It's a fun tune. Glad you're playing it. Nice bright tempo. Trying to put a little bit more shape in this, probably. A little bit more squeeze box accordion style. Don't be afraid to overdo these swells. Good sound bassoon. Sorry you can't have a real piano. Keep your 6/8 rhythm correct. Titi, tati, 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 tata, tita, tati. Good sound low woodwinds. Don't be afraid to play out a little bit more. Again, let it sing more. Open it up, horns. Nice nice euphonium sound. Euphonium, you're playing your quarters a little bit longer than what we've had for the melody earlier. Trumpets, you need to take over a little bit more. Nice change from your staccato to your legato at 92. Be-yump. Come up to the beat two a little bit more. Keep it steady, don't get ahead. You need a little bit more pulse, folks. Work that 6A rhythm. Horn, make sure you get that first note. La da da de da da. Oboes, very good. That's the hard part. And horns, and watch that forte piano. Sting it just a little bit more. Go ahead and back off and lighten down from 145 to 149. Again, horn, you're missing the first note. Pa-ti-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ti-ta-ta. Start that crescendo just a little bit sooner. Most of your crescendo is leading right up to the fortissimo. Start it right back in the first measure. You're playing that melodic line a little bit more legato on the quarters than what's already been set up. Good verb, nice dynamic. Nice accompaniment to the piano. More trumpet. Again, we're going to need more trumpet at 252, and then a little bit louder on these chords. D, D, D. Don't take your breath at the top of that crescendo, particularly the lower breath. If you break right before that top, it takes away the effect. One, three, much more in that horn. Horns, you need to do that passage like the tubas just did a beah. Really land on beat two. Make sure we hear the pickups in the corner. Ta-ti-da-di-da-da-ta-ti. Quite right on the 6th-8th rhythm again. Some of you tend to play the 8th note a little bit too soon. Don't overdo tuba on the end of it. Make sure you don't stick out. again, more dynamics, more squeeze, more up and down. Get him. There again with that, the eighth note too soon. Yeah, don't be afraid to get down softer in the end. Just touch that more, lady. What really is effective right there is if you would use just string bass and timpani. One, boom, and very light on everything. Oh, very well done. The tone quality of this band is better. It's a nice improvement in the tone quality, nice improvement in the soloists all the way through here. The biggest thing I would work on with that Granger, two things, making your crescendos, diminuendos faster. You gotta come up faster, you gotta come down faster. And the other thing you need to work on, just one little thing, is how to play that six or eight. Do one, two, three, da 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 dee da 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 dee da 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 da. Keep a little bit of space between that quarter and the eighth note and make sure that eighth note is in the right place. But that little bit of space should take care of it. You just work that all the way through the band. Some of it's correct, and then another one, you get the eighth note played a little bit too soon. The rhythm gets a little flat-footed right there. Yep. But very nicely band. Very nicely done band. Good job. Susan March, and here's a Susan March that's not played as much as it should be. I would take those first two notes in the same thing in measure five, shorter yet. You get this mark hard and short. I think another word that you could use at 17, besides the Lusurio, stress the playful aspect of it. You just kind of want to bounce with this thing and have fun with it. I would dig into those eighth notes a little bit more, measure 21, etc., in the woodwind. Well, nice clarinets. I would try to get much more sound out of the clarinets with those nice chromatics coming up. On that, it's just to play those louder. Not quite right on the rhythm at 48. I would make more contrast at 51. I would play this a little bit more legato, and I would play it softer. The other thing I would try to do right here is I would get it and feel it in one instead of two. And that would take out some of the pulse and more legato. Yes, this part I would keep in the feeling of two, but I would try to get a little bit more obligato. I would cut the tuba down a little bit right here. Rehearsal-wise, I would rehearse this obligato, not just for the players to play it better, but for the rest of the band to hear it more clearly. Rallentando pretty well coming in, and I'm not a fan of that rallentando in there, but that's okay. You can do it. Okay, very good. As I said, I'd like those woodwind obligatos, which are well played. They're just a little bit covered up. And this idea that I was talking about in rehearsal, if rehearsing that so the rest of the band could hear that obligato once they know it's there, once they know how good it is and what it's supposed to sound like, they will naturally get down and listen for that passage a little bit more. You know, one of the things we do at rehearsal, we go to rehearsal not just to learn our parts, but to learn what everybody else has on the page and how our part fits with theirs. It's development of ensemble ears, of listening across the ensemble, getting out of your individual shell. You just have to play your own part, but learn how it fits with everything else. I don't know if you've been able to find a full score for this work, but a full score really helps in rehearsing the original suite. There's not a published one that I know of, but I know there are a lot of bootleg full scores running around the country. So I think it's really helpful in some of these little passages. And for those of you who are band directors in this ensemble, I'm sure there are several of you, I hope you use this. If you have a good high school band, I hope you're making use of this piece. It's got some wonderful teaching tools in it. It's a very challenging work here. I would have given that pitch. There you go. Good. I'm glad you gave it again. Just play the note, make it better, and make some adjustments right here. That second pitch was better than the first. A really nice, challenging solo trumpet part on this thing. Snares, I think that's a little bit too much accent on the quarter note. Careful not to accent the last note of the phrase, such as measure 9, be da 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 dee. Don't accent the first note on measure 10. A little shorter trumpet, dee da 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 dee dee dee. Very crisp, very brittle. Dee 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 da 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 da. make sure we hear this grace note. Diet, diet. And the way to hear the grace note is put a little bit more accent on the grace note. Be careful that articulation beats 3 and 4 the measure before C. It's dia, not tia. Don't tongue the first of the 16ths. Tuba line's too heavy. Low brass line, 40, 49 stays together. Like I mentioned to you in the march, some of this is now, it has to feel in the half note unit. That's what makes it smooth. You have to do it in 4, that's fine. Just make sure you feel it in 2. Careful your E flat and your phonemes a little bit sharp. For instance, measure 65. I will consider just a couple, 3-4 points faster on this work. That cornet line, please. Yeah, cornet, just play that louder, you'll be fine. I need a B-ump, I measure 96. Yeah, not quite right in the end. Got an instrument missing there. I'm not sure where it was, I think. Nice sound saxophone. You can be more espressivo. Another thing I would do in rehearsal, sometime I would try to have the saxophone solo stand up. And see how much more it comes out when you stand up and then back down and everybody's listening for a little bit more. Yeah, this is too straight. You're slowing down just a bit. Don't get too gooey here. A little bit more clarinet melody, take over. Good flute oboe. You're getting slower. Nice job of bringing out these inside eighth notes that are here. This upper woodwind pitch is coming much better in the group. The crescendo was too sudden. Start your crescendo sooner so it doesn't, it's not such a surprise right there. And when you get to the top of the phrase at 31 on B2, make sure the accent is with the breath and by stress, not with the tongue. Try to warm up the cornet sound a bit. There's some places in here, just a little of a vibrato would really add a lot. Again, it's too percussive on beat one to measure 44. A little bit more on the triplets, please, at 47. Clarinets, even though that one's marked pianissimo to start with, that has, that's the melodic line that's got to come out a little bit louder than that so everything is heard. Nice clarinet sound, good. Yeah, I wouldn't play with this tempo quite so much because we've got these, you know, these triplet going on underneath, and you start monkeying with this tempo on the eighth notes and on the melodic line. It's very hard to line up that triplet line. Push, push, push. You should have had more crescendo in 61. Again, what I call this percussiveness of attack. There's a breath here. Rom, pom, 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 pom. B. Yeah, don't take that breath right before the climax right there. Just lean on the top of your crescendo, such as 64. Lean on it, lean into it with the breath in a softer tongue. And a little bit too much percussion. On your low G. Hang on. Good, good, good. Isn't that a beautiful melody in that thing? I think that movement is a little too slow. I think if you push that, drive it forward a little bit, it would be much easier and a little bit more effective. Well done, though. By your choice to do this in one. Missing some of the inside woodwind parts here, folks. I think it'd be a lot easier to do this in two than one. I think in two it'd have a little bit more drive forward. a little bit more melody at D, please. Good. Thank you, folks. As I say, I really like the original suite, and as I said before, I'm sorry it's not played more. The last movement is one that I often didn't play. The last movement, it's the least favorite of my of those three works. But it's very, very nicely done. I don't quite understand why you chose to do that in one. I think it'd have a lot more life, a lot more drive, and a lot more accuracy in two. I would just reconsider that. And there's other places where you need to get to that long unit. I'm all for getting to the longer unit of the beat anytime you can. And there's some other places I would have, but not particularly right there. I want to commend you folks on how much you've improved, not just over the years, but from last year to this year. A very appropriate selection of literature for the competition, and very well done. Your intonation is better than it used to be. I would keep working on not bumping the ends of phrases, and more. More dynamic contrast, quicker crescendos, quicker diminuendos, a little bit more awareness on the part of the brass as to what the woodwinds are playing and who has the most important part all the time. But your intonation is really vastly improved from what it was. And just the number of soloists and the tone quality of the group is much better. It's just a very pleasing sound, a very mature sound, and just very well done. So congratulations to all of you. Heather, well done. Band, well done. And thank you for being here and playing with us today. It's a joy to hear you play. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing you at your next appearance at the National Convention.